Ready to respond. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. As Russia positions forces along the border with Ukraine, U.S. troops are landing in Europe. The White House National Security Advisor says a diplomatic path is also being pursued.
Jake Sullivan on Fox News Sunday said a Russian incursion into Ukraine could happen any day now. He adds sanctions remain the first course of deterrence. And while an American troop presence is being seen in the region, its intent is clear.
The United States is not sending forces to start a war or fight a war with Russia in Ukraine. We have sent forces to Europe to defend NATO territory.
Sullivan says the U.S. remains resolute in supporting Ukraine with military equipment. He also warns Russia of the global diplomatic isolation it would suffer if it chooses to invade.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Russian leader Vladimir Putin spent some time away from Moscow. He went to Beijing for a meeting with China's president ahead of the Olympics.
Putin is the clear and present danger, and she is the long-term threat. And to see the two of them standing in solidarity and seeming to be eager to double team America is going to be a real test of President Biden's resolve.
Senate Republican John Barrasso on Fox News Sunday. The Republican National Committee made some waves at its winter meeting. It censured two members of Congress, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, who sit on the House committee investigating the Capitol riot. They also voted to impeach former President Trump.
What are we going to do for the country to get the majority back in Congress, to get the White House back in 2024? It's not helpful when they see us divided as a party rather than unified.
Congressman Michael McCaul on ABC's This Week. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Rigorous military training has ended in tragedy.
A Navy SEAL candidate died and another was hospitalized in California on Friday after completing a grueling test during the conclusion of an assessment period known as Hell Week. Both finished the SEAL's basic underwater demolition and survival class. The Navy commando candidates were hospitalized. One died, the other was listed in stable condition at Naval Medical Center San Diego. Before Friday, a SEAL candidate last died during the assessment phase in 2016. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
A string of fatal shootings is under investigation in Florida. One person was killed early this morning at a banquet hall in Orlando. A suspect is being sought. Last night, a man on a grocery store checkout line in Coral Gables was murdered. The alleged gunman is in custody. And in North Lauderdale, four people were shot last night at a sports bar and grill. One of the victims is said to have suffered life-threatening injuries. That suspect fled the scene. Parts of New Jersey got a lot of snow last weekend, and some of it landed where it shouldn't have.
In an online video posted last weekend, the driver of a New Jersey snowplow was recorded by his passenger as they cleared away the mountains of snow left behind by a nor'easter in Ocean County. As the plow truck approached, two men dressed in traditional Orthodox Jewish attire, the driver drops the plow and deliberately shoves a huge pile of snow and slush right onto the unsuspecting men. The driver and passenger are then heard laughing as they left the scene. The video, which was posted and then later deleted on the Facebook account of a Donnie Klarman, was captioned, "This one's for you, JC." Waste Management, the employer of at least one of the individuals, suspended, then fired one of them. It's unclear whether that person was the driver or his passenger. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
And I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.